And today we'll be tasting and trying a Four Vines Old Vine Zinfandel. Remember we had to send Zin the last time, a California wine. It was fantastic, really good Zinfandel from before. But the Four Vine was something I wanted to try. I was looking for the other one. They have three different versions of it. I'm looking on the website. They have one called the Biker's Zinfandel, and then they have the other one called the Truant. The Truant was the one of the quality wines that they really kind of push. The Biker, as in, you know, bikers. That was the other one that they had. So I was only able to find the Old Vine, just regular Zinfandel. So really good, really good. You know, Four Vines make really good wines. They also have a Chardonnay called the Naked Chardonnay. You know, if you've seen a lot of my reviews, I don't do a lot of Chardonnays. I'm not a really big California Chardonnay. I love Chardonnays from around the world, but the oaky taste of a lot of Chardonnay isn't really my preference. But today we're looking at the Old Vine Zinfandel. So the Old Vine Zinfandel, as you know with all the other Zinfandels, these are really dark, berry tasting. A lot of the blackberry, not the higher, not sweeter, but fruitier raspberry and blueberries. It's really that really dark berry taste. It also has a slight smoky, not a vanilla like the actual Zin that I had before, but like a slight smoky taste. So we're gonna try the Old Vines. Let's get a whiff of that. So kind of smell a little bit of acidity, because you usually when you smell that acidity, it just kind of get your nose a little that way. Really deep cherries, or deep, if you're gonna say cherries, the reason why I just threw that cherries in, that really bitter cherries before that sweetness and juiciness get in it, that's what I kind of smell with that. So you buy it, fresh picked cherries, and you want it to sit and kind of get a little more mature, but a young cherry smell on that. Good color. You can see the color there. Really good color. Let's give it a try. Not bad. I had this sitting for about a week too. So it's getting, these flavors are starting to kind of have different, you know, acidity. It's getting a little more tannic than when I first tried it. Also had it sit out. A lot of my red wines, I let it just sit out, let it breathe before I start drinking it. But you can taste that, so I'm starting to taste that heat. So you're getting a little heat on that as well. Starting to get that, but really good. Really not as good as the Zinfandel, so I'm gonna be honest about that. Not as good as the Zinfandel, but the flavor is dissipating, so you're not really getting a lot of the flavors. The acidity is getting higher and higher, because I can taste that in the tannins. I'm telling you, the first time when I opened the bottles, the tannins was kind of medium body. It was pretty good. But this one, yeah, you're tasting a lot of tannins, because it's sitting on my tongue. You're getting all of those flavors from there. But yeah, the flavors, really dark cherries, blackberries, kind of flat almost in a sense, you know. not really boastful type of juicy type of fruits. This one is not giving me as much. So I'm looking forward to trying the actual truant. You know, like if you a truant, you don't go to school, you're a rebel, you don't give a damn. That's the truant. But the big bold bikers, it's a Paso Robles Zen. So the Paso Robles, that's where that one's coming from. But I think I'm gonna try to truant. This one was just okay, you know. Is it a return one? Not quite. If I had it in my cellar, would I pull it out? Yeah, I'd be able to enjoy it. I think the ones that doesn't have a lot of flavors, this is a complement to a food choice. So if you have something with probably ground beef, or if you don't like beef and you have like ground turkey or whatever in that way, this will complement it a little bit. But that little meaty taste, that'll be fine with it. It'll blend well. But as it ages and opens and gets away from you, it gets the flavor kind of dissipates, and then the complexities of the acidity as well as the actual tannins really start coming up, and then your flavor is like kind of secondary. So you're feeling the wine and then you're tasting the wine. So to right now, I felt more of the wine and now I'm tasting it. But Old Vines Infidel from Four Vines. I keep saying Old Vines from Four Vines, but Four Vines, Old Vines Infidel, Lodi. So try it out. Would love to get your feedback on that, on what you think of it, or if you tried it and what's going on from there. But thank you so much, UrbanWineLife.com, DreadlockConnoisseur.com. Thank you.